Good morning. Answers in life are a dime a dozen. Everyone you come into contact with has a better answer. The real challenge is coming up with the right questions. If I'm searching for answers to the wrong questions, I may get the answer right, but what difference will it make if the question is insignificant? Most of life, for most of us, is fairly manageable. We do certain things because we sincerely believe them to be the right things to do. We follow convictions deep in our hearts, convictions based upon the principles of God's Word, convictions that have stood up under the most careful scrutiny. There are bumps along the road, but we've endured bumpy roads before. And though we are a little sore for the trip, somehow, you know, we survive. Sometimes we have little or no control over the storms that hit us or how hard they hit us. And the longer we travel, the more baggage we carry. The longer we live, the more intertwined and complex our lives seem to become. But we just always expect we're going to make it somehow. We always have made it before. There's always been a way out. There's always been some way we could find an exit ramp and take our life in a different direction. There's always been a back door through which we could quietly slip out. Our exit hasn't made a lot of waves, and we've been unnoticed by all except a handful of people. Sometimes our back is to the wall, and our escape route is completely cut off. But it is amazing how God can step into our lives and do the impossible. There's an inspiring story of Frederick Nolan, who was serving God in North Africa during a time when Christians were being brutally persecuted. People were literally fleeing for their lives. Frederick Nolan, right along with everyone else. The missionary was fleeing on foot. He was so exhausted that he simply had no choice except to rest a while and catch his breath. He saw a small cave, went in, fully expecting his enemies to find him and kill him. But he crawled as far back into the cave as he could get. As he sat there, he saw a small spider begin to weave a web across the mouth of that cave. It was fascinating. Eventually, the web covered the entire mouth of the cave. When his persecutors arrived, they saw the cave. He heard them talking. They said he couldn't be in there. Look at that spider web. It completely covers the entrance. Frederick Nolan escaped, and later the missionary was heard to say, "With God, a spider web is like a wall, and without God, a wall is like a spider web." I'm Larry Hatfield. Good day.